I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. Sunshine today, a high of 46 degrees, but a freeze warning for the region beginning tonight as we see a low dipping down to 26 degrees, a chance of snow tonight and into tomorrow. Now, the further north you travel, that freeze warning will be in effect through Sunday night as well. Temperatures will dip into the 20s for the next several nights. If you have plants outside, you may need to take extra care with them. In the news this morning, Carbondale police are looking for suspects and answers after a shooting yesterday afternoon. Police say they were called to the 400 block of East Willow Street near the Irma Hayes Center around 5:30 p.m. When they arrived, they found a victim with what they call life-threatening gunshot wounds. That victim was taken to Memorial Hospital of Carbondale. No suspects have been identified. Anyone with information is asked to call Carbondale police at 457-3200 or Crime Stoppers at 549-COPS. Students will be back at Murfreesboro High School today after they were sent home early yesterday because the school received a bomb threat. According to the district's Facebook page, school officials were alerted around 1 p.m. and the students were dismissed soon after that. Emergency responders searched the building. They say the threat was a hoax. Again, they'll be back in class today. Governor Bruce Rauner's administration had arranged to pay a new deputy governor out of an employee health care account that's more than $4 billion behind on its bills due to the state's budget crisis. After the Associated Press reported yesterday that half of Leslie Munger's $138,000 salary was scheduled to come out of a pool of insurance premiums, a spokeswoman for the governor says the agency mistakenly designated the wrong fund and that Munger's pay will come from elsewhere. Munger landed the position with her political ally after losing a special election for controller. Premiums from state employees feed the group health insurance account. Munger didn't return a message left by the AP at her office. A Southern Illinois organization is working to help local businesses better understand and manage their workers' compensation needs. More than 200 people gathered yesterday at a symposium bringing businesses together from all over Southern Illinois. Officials say the purpose of the program and symposium is to educate business leaders and provide primary intervention so that workers know how to stay safe and what to do if they do get hurt. Dina Kirk is the administrative director for Work Care Ready Well. She says their purpose is to get people back on the job.
We don't take people off work. We help the companies implement light duty programs so we can keep the people in at work.
And Kirk says they're also trying to keep businesses in Southern Illinois.
And so that's the biggest piece, is we're trying to help people manage their workers' compensation costs. So we want to keep business here in Southern Illinois and keep the people that we love working.
Business leaders say workers' compensation is a large part of their business expenses. I'm Jennifer Fuller.